Which, well, if you bought it like that, you know, not sliced, and you had to slice it thin to eat with eggs, what would you call it?
I would just call it bacon. I don't know what it would be called.
And if you want, if like you don't have to buy a quarter of a cow or something, you know, if you and your friends decided to, you know, buy a lot of meat, you go to what kind of
a
man?
Butcher.
What?
A butcher.
And you know, and then you might keep it too long because you know, you couldn't eat all that. And what would the meat do?
It would spoil.
So you said this meat is
spoiled.
And have you ever seen anybody butcher a hog?
No.
Do you know what they do with the meat from the head?
No.
Well, what about the, did you ever hear of something like head cheese or souse or something?
Uh-huh. I've heard of head cheese.
Do you know what to do with it? I mean, what it is?
No. I've seen it in the grocery stores, but I don't know what it is, really. Or I've never used it or had any.
Well, do you know anything they can do with the liver? Cooking it, grind up and cook it?
Mm-mm.
What about, have you ever heard of making something out of the blood?
Sausage.
Is that a special kind of sausage or what?
Blood sausage. That's what I've heard.
What is that? Do you know how to make that?
No.
Have you just heard of it or what?
I've heard of it.
You ever had any?
No.
Well, you know that head cheese? Have you ever heard of taking like the juice or something out of that, or the liver sausage, you know, or the liver or whatever, and stirring it up with cornmeal and maybe hog meat, you know, something, and cooking it? Then letting it get cold and slicing it thin and frying it?
No, never heard of that.
You never heard of scrapple?
Nope.
Well, what about if you kept butter too long? I mean, what would it didn't taste too good. You'd say it tasted, this butter is...
I don't know.
Have you ever had butter like that? You know, just,
I've never had butter go bad.
Have you ever had pecans?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you call them?
Pecans, yeah.
Well, you know, if you get some that aren't good, they taste kind of, they're too old.
I'd say they were rancid.
Would you ever say the butter got rancid?
Yeah, I guess you could. But I've never had butter go bad like that, so I really don't know what it's called.
Well, what about thick sour milk? Would you ever keep that around to make something out of it?
Maybe for cooking.
What would you call that kind like that, the thick sour milk?
I don't know.
You ever heard of clabber?
Mm-hmm.
What is that?
Well, that's right. It's the soured milk. That's what you can make cottage cheese out of too.
Tell me about that. How do you do that?
I've only seen it done once. I don't really remember.
Do you remember what they did?
Not really. The milk has to sour, and then you use that clabber to make it out of. But I don't remember how.
Oh well. Have you ever heard that cottage cheese called something else?
No.
White cheese or salsa.
Uh-uh.
Well, when they milk the cow, when it's real fresh, and the first thing they have to do with it is do what to get all the impurities out of it?
Oh, homogenize? Is that what it is?
Like, even on the farm a long time ago before they had
machines. Oh, I don't know how they did it.
Well, they had a colander or some fine material mesh, and they would run the milk through there to strip. What would you say they were doing to it?
I don't know.
Well, what is
to
what
strain
you,
it? Is that what you meant?
And did you ever bake something in a deep dish like apples or peaches or something by layering pastry and then fruit, pastry and fruit, several layers of it, and then cooking and baking it in a deep dish?
No.
As a dessert? Something like a fruit pie, you know, but only several layers of it.
Like a cobbler?
Well, how do you make a cobbler, do you know?
Not exactly. I don't know that you'd layer it that much. You usually have your crust, like, on top.
Do you have anything on the bottom?